Well, good morning, church. So good to be with you today in our online church community. Just so grateful and so thankful for the fact that we have the online opportunity as a church, particularly while things are a little bit just unstable around our city at the moment. And look, it's just the way things are. And we need to respond accordingly with the directives of the health officer and our premier here in Queensland. So the directive was that we had to wear masks for coming to church services. And we just thought that the best thing for us to do to keep things safe for everybody was to continue online for this Sunday. And we'll just see how things roll out over the coming Sundays. But whatever it is, whatever happens, like Paul says, we'll be thankful. We're going to give thanks in all things. So thankful for the exciting opportunities that this year, 2021, in the middle of all the challenge, still presents to us as individuals, as families, and as a church. And so today, I want to preach about the power of continuing. And I want to look today at one of my favorite characters in the Old Testament, a man called Caleb. We're going to read his story just for a few verses from Joshua chapter 14, verse 7 through to verses 11. Caleb says, "I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and I gave an honest report." Caleb was one of the original spies sent by Moses to go and check out the promised land that God was going to give them. And he says, "I was 45 when I was sent out as a spy, and I returned and I gave a good report of what I saw." He says, "But my brothers who went with me, they frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part," key words, "for my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So that day Moses solemnly promised me that the land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord." Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well and has promised for all these 45 years, he's been hanging on to this promise of the land that God would give him. It says 45 years since Moses made this promise to me, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today, I am 85 years of age, but I am as strong, note this, I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey. And I can still travel, I can still fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord has promised me. I love the inspiration of this character, Caleb, who as a young man had received a great promise and he hung on to it. He continued believing when everything was against him. Everything was against his family. Everything was against his future. Everything was against his promise. Even the other brothers, they worried the people and caused the people to lose heart, but not Caleb. Caleb hung on and he remained strong. 45 years of faith and confidence. 45 years of not giving up when others gave up and walked away. And here he is on the pinnacle of receiving the promise. And the thought is, now you can have the land. The thought is, now you can farm the land. Now you can put a letterbox up. And then you can put a little white picket fence around the house. And you can have the farm. And your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren will enjoy the provision of God because you learned the power of continuing. Church, I want to talk to us today about the power that there is when we continue. The power that we have when we learn to continue to pursue the presence and the promises of God. You know, you don't need to be told by me, but we live in a very faddish society where we chase the next big thing, the next bright thing, the next shiny thing. We live in a give up, a throw away, toss away culture where we find ourselves often chopping and changing directions preferences and things that we want to go for and believe for. And a lot of people just live very, very distracted. Very, very distracted in life. And it causes us ultimately to compromise our connections and ultimately compromise our commitments. Today, what I want to do is I want to celebrate I want to high five today. I want to high five just some of the good things that happen when we learn the power of continuing. And I want to give continuing that thought some good mail for all of us today. You see, it's not what we start that matters. It's what we finish. It's not what we start. Starting's good, but finishing is better. Starting the race is a good thing, but hitting the ribbon, getting the prize, that's the prize of life right there. We're not rewarded for what we start. We're rewarded for what we conclude. We're rewarded for what we actually finish. In the early church, it said this about the early church in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching or doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. I love the thought that it says they continued steadfastly. Another version, the New Living Translation says they devoted themselves. They devoted themselves continuously to the building of the church, to the building of community, to engaging with each other, to engaging with the presence of God, to engaging with reaching and helping their community and building the believer base in the early church. And I think there's a real key for us in learning to continue steadfastly and to continue to devote ourselves. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, Paul says this. He says, therefore, remember, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. There's so much that's said and written about to encourage us about being solid, about being stable, about being people that live committed to the things that we are fully devoted to and fully committed towards. And the reason for that is this: life's best is experienced by continuing, just simply by continuing, by showing up and by playing our part. Caleb said, for my part, I continued to follow the Lord wholeheartedly. You know, there's just a great power that's released when we continue things. Like, you know, when you go to school, you don't get the award because you turn up day one. You don't get the award because you enroll for a degree or a diploma and you go to college or you go to university. People may applaud you for starting, but the real applause comes at the conclusion when you receive the crown and the award, the certification, the qualification, the endorsement for the profession, the career, the business that you've chosen to build. So the prize is given for completion. Personal trainers. You know, personal trainers, they won't tell you that you can get into shape by just starting the program. You can't do it in three easy lessons. The TV ads and commercials that promote great abs in 3 days. Well, breaking news, they lie. They lie. You won't have great abs in 3 days. It comes through repetition, the power of just continuing, the power of practice, the power of routine, the power of the mundane, the power of just showing up and the same old boring strokes of life, just continuing to do what we know we need to do. You see, the machinery doesn't give us the result unless we actually use the machinery on a daily basis, because strength in our body, fitness in our body or our spirit comes from continuing strong. Ask anyone that's really, you know, in good condition, someone with real quality strength in their body, in their physique, in their fitness. They'll tell you they can't quit, because the moment they do quit, they know what happens. When you quit, you regress. When you stop, you actually pull back and you turn back, and there's something that just starts to begin to shift and change within your natural physical fitness. It's the same in our spiritual fitness. We start to regress straight away. So staying strong comes from learning and understanding and applying the power of continuing. You know, God's favor, when it comes to his favor and his blessing, when it comes to his wisdom in our lives, there's a compounding effect that happens in our lives, much like the compounding nature of interest when we invest money. You know, if you took $10,000 and you put it in the bank and you got 10% interest, which that would be awesome today, just left it in the bank, $10,000. You know, after, say, 20 years or so, that $10,000 is going to add up to about $1 million in about 15, 20 years, just simply by leaving it there and the interest compounding. There's just a strength that flows back to us by letting it continue. It's the same with the wisdom of God. It's the same with the blessing of God and the favor of God. Blessing and favor by following God is good after a year or two, but after 10 years, it's great. And after a lifetime of it, you're just living in the blessing and the favor of God, because there's a compounding effect where you're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. And so if we want to experience God's favor and blessing, we're just going to keep walking, keep journeying, keep following God with all of our hearts. So there's some things today I want to talk to us about that we need to continue in. We really need to fight for in our own personal lives, in our corporate lives, as a faith community, as a church. And the first one is we need to continue to love the Lord wholeheartedly, to love God with all of our hearts. This is what Caleb said he did. He said, for 45 years, I've remained strong. For 45 years, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord. He said, for my part, he's saying, I'm not answering for anybody else. I can't speak for my brothers. All I can speak for is for me and for my household. He says, for us, we're standing strong after 45 years because we followed the Lord with all of our hearts. Church, can I encourage you to remember what your part is? There's a part that we all play. There's a responsibility we all have when it comes to our own spiritual journey, the richness of the reward that we have for following God. There's a part that we play. There's a part that we own. There's a responsibility that we have. And Jesus put it this way. He said, Our part, our responsibility as God followers is to, we must love the Lord. Mark 12:30, we must love the Lord, your God, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your mind, and all of your strength. Not partial, not half, not a quarter, not a third, not 10%, 100%, with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength. In other words, hold nothing back when it comes to your relationship and your connection with God. Can I challenge every one of us with the thought of, you know, what our world was like for us when we first came to Christ? When we first came into a church like this one, and we responded to the gospel message. We maybe put up our hand and said, I want to receive Jesus into my heart. We prayed what we call the sinner's prayer, and just the change that happened in our heart, our life, our world, our relationships at that time. And remember what it was like to come to church in those days, and you just love to sing the songs, and you lift your hands, and you praise God. Every prayer you prayed, God answered. You loved meeting new believers. Every sermon was wow, 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 wow. You couldn't wait for Sunday. You wished Sunday was every day of the week. You just loved gathering together as a church. Well, that's the kind of thing we've got to hang on to. That's the kind of thing we've got to hang on to, particularly right now. Particularly now when it's a little difficult and a little challenging, and it has been for some time. It's a little bit unstable, a little bit unpredictable, a little bit out of our control. We need to remain strong and wholeheartedly follow the Lord, because otherwise we're going to find ourselves in this camp, which the book of Revelation talks to, where the church, it had an issue that God wanted to address. And God says to the church, he says, I've got this complaint against you. You don't love me and you don't love each other as much as you did at first. In other words, you've fallen away. You don't love me like you did in the first instance, the first place. And it says, look how far you've fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. Literally, Jesus is saying to the church, you need to repent, you need to turn back and do what you did at first. There are some things that are our part to do, and there are some expressions of love when it comes to our relationship with God that can only be expressed through our doing. And Jesus said, do the same things that you did at first. Get back to what you used to do. And here's the big thought. If your relationship with God is not like it used to be, you need to turn back. If it's not like it used to be, you need to turn back. And so let's continue, church. Let's continue in our love and devotion for God. Let's continue in serving God and be strong in that. Let's continue to be connected to God's house and family and our connection to each other. And like Jesus said, let's love each other like we should. Let's love each other and honor each other like we should. And as we continue in that power and that posture and that position, the blessing will come in times of refreshing will come. Secondly, we need to continue in connection with God's house. Continue in connection with God's house. Psalm 23:6 says, "Surely God's goodness, his unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live." I will live. Here's the choice. I will live in the house of the Lord. I'm going to live in that place, that space, with this posture. I'm going to live there, he says, forever. The psalmist isn't saying, "I'm going to live in the house of God. I'm going to dwell there until I'm offended." He didn't say that. He said, "I've made a choice. This is my conviction. This is my calling. This is my commitment. I live here. I dwell here in the house of God." So let me encourage you to continue. Continue being planted. Continue being committed. Continue being connected, because God wants us to mature and grow through the frustrations that seasons like this season bring for all of us. And look, that's just the reality of what happens. Frustrations grow in this season for all of us, but to grow through the frustrations, to remain continuing in terms of our connection with God's house. Thirdly, we need to continue investing in the kingdom of God. Continue investing in the kingdom of God. We know these truths. Matthew 6:21, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also." You know, it's where my money is. Where my money is, that's where my heart is. My heart's drawn to that because it's an investment. And so my greatest investment is in the house of God. And when my heart and money and wealth is invested in the house of God, it postures me towards the house of God. And Jesus says this. This is a promise. When you do that, God will give you all you need. He'll give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and if you make the kingdom of God your primary concern or your primary pursuit. You know, from the start of 2021, can I challenge every single one of us to make sure we invest and contribute in the house of God? That's heaven's plan. God's laid out the plan for us. It's a plan and a pathway that leads to blessing and favor and God fulfilling our needs as we live for him and make the kingdom of God our primary concern. Don't expect God to follow your plan if you don't follow God's plan. God follows our plan as we follow his plan. That's the order. And order is important because order affects outcome. Order affects outcome. So continue to give, continue to tithe, continue to serve towards the heart and the house of God. Can I encourage all of us to continue in our confidence and continue in our faith this year particularly? We've been in a bit of a fight for quite some time, and some are tired with that. Some have withdrawn from that. Some have isolated themselves because of that. Some have left because of that. They just have. And we need to make sure that we're strong and continuing in confidence and also in faith. I love Caleb's heart. He says, 45 years I've been hanging on. 45 years I've been confident. 45 years of thinking that mountain, it belongs to me. That's my promise right there. That's my farm right there. That's where my family is going to inherit what God has promised for us. And so he held on for 45 years, and he was still, at 80 odd years of age, he's still strong. At 85 years of age, he's still full of fight. And he concludes this. He says, "I'm as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on the journey. And I can still travel. And I can still fight as well as I could then. So give me the country. Give me the hill country. Give me the mountain that the Lord has promised for me." You know, life, I think the big life lesson for all of us in 2020 and coming into 2021 and all of the things that are potentially, you know, happening and going to happen, teaches us this thought that life isn't always easy, and it's certainly not always understandable. Bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to good people. But don't let bad things happening stop your fight. Don't let things taking place around you, circumstances and seasons and moments. Don't let the challenging season stop your fight. Don't let someone else's stupid stop your fight. Don't let it intervene in terms of your faith journey. Don't let unanswered prayers stop your fight. We've all got unanswered prayers. I've prayed for friends and family that have had conditions and had circumstances or diseases that have ultimately taken their life, and yet I still stand absolutely convinced that God's our healer, that by his stripes we are healed. So I still continue to pray for healing, even though at times I've been confused as to why that hasn't happened. Don't let the confusion rob your clarity and rob your conviction and your commitment of the goodness of God and the fact that God does answer prayer. He answers prayer even when I don't see things changing. That's why the Bible tells us to hang on. Hebrews 10:35 says, don't throw away this confident trust you have in the Lord. If you're going to continue, if you're going to be standing strong in your old age, then you need to learn to hang on to your confident trust that you have in the Lord and remember the great reward that your confident trust brings to you. So continue in confidence and continue in faith. Next, we need to continue doing good. Continue doing good. This is one of the things that Jesus spoke about when he said to the church to return to the things they used to do, and that will reignite the love and reignite the passion and reignite the devotion and the pursuit, is to just continue doing the good things that God's people do. And Paul writes to us in Galatians 6 about that, and he says, don't grow weary of doing good. Don't grow weary. Don't get tired of doing what's good. For in due season, we will reap. We'll reap a blessing. We'll reap the favor. We'll reap the goodness of God if we do not give up. So we need to continue doing good because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Don't grow tired. Don't grow weary and tiresome of doing good, because blessing is on its way. It has a date. It has an appointment. It's a promise for every one of us. And so don't give up prematurely. Continue in 2021 doing good. Here's another big thought. Let's continue when others don't. Let's continue when others don't. The reality is not everyone will continue. That's just the truth. The reality is not everyone will make it to the finish line. Not everybody's going to finish the class, the course. Not everybody's going to graduate. That's the way it is in life. There's a lot of starters, but there's not a lot of finishers. And we need to determine that I'm not just going to be a starter, I'm going to be a finisher. Even relationally, like Paul the Apostle, he writes to us about how he had friends that journeyed with him, and not all of them finished. They started, but they didn't finish. And he didn't change his conviction because others did. He speaks of John Mark, who deserted him while he was on a missionary trip with John Mark, a young man. And Paul was so upset by this. Paul said, I'll never travel with John Mark again. He's never going to come on another trip with me. He's never coming on another journey with me. I don't want anything to do with him because of the way he let me down. Paul was really aggravated about that broken connection and relationship. And then he writes of Demas, who the Bible says that Demas loved the world more than he loved God. And so he pulled back. He turned away towards the things of the world. Paul wrote about them, but Paul wasn't shifted by their demeanor, their posture, or their departure. Paul continued and he remained strong, just like Caleb. Caleb was one of the two spies that came back with a good report. The other 10 didn't. They came back with a negative report. And Caleb writes about them and he said, my brothers, they spoiled it for everybody. They shared bad news. They shared the negativity that we can't take the promised land. But Caleb and Joshua, they both stood strong. So here in our text, in the story that we started reading from, we have Caleb now as an 85-year-old man standing in front of his friend and leader Joshua. And he's saying, Joshua, do you remember the promise? Remember what Moses said to me when we came back? He said, that could be my mountain, that could be my land. And here I am, I'm 85 years of age today, and I want what I believe for. I want what I've been fighting for all of my life. Church, don't ever let the drifting away of others change your conviction about your course in life, your direction in life. Don't let the lag of others drag you. Don't let the drift of others draw you. It's important to continue when others don't. And here's why. You don't know why they're lagging. You don't know why they're drifting. You don't know the story. You don't know all of the circumstances that are going on around their world that cause them to lag and cause them to drift. You need to have your own persuasion. You need to have your own commitment. You need to have your own conviction. This is your part. Your part, our part, my part is to love the Lord our God wholeheartedly with all of our mind, our soul, our heart, and all of our strength. We need to be like Caleb. Be like Caleb. Be like Caleb. Caleb remained strong and he flourished and he was blessed because he continued being strong. That's my last thought today. That we need as a church, as families, as individuals, we just need to continue being strong. And here's the encouragement. You're stronger than you think you are. You're stronger than you know you are. Greater is he, the Bible says, that is in you than he that is in the world. The Bible says that if he before us, if God before us, then who or what can come against us? God is our strength. God is our provision. God is our rewarder, our blesser. God is our redeemer. And he's the one that helps us to continue today. So we can be like Caleb. And we can just keep going. Just keep continuing. Keep fighting. Keep leaning into the promises of God. And as we do that, Psalm 92, this truth applies to our world then. It says, but the godly, they will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted in the Lord's own house and they flourish in the courts of our God. And here's the thought, even in old age, even in your old age, you know, there's hope for us old timers. There's hope for old people when it comes to the faith journey. He says, even in old age, they will still produce fruits and they will remain vital and they will remain green. And so we need to keep strong. We need to keep believing. We need to keep fighting for all that God has promised. 45 years, Caleb would walk out of his house every day, look towards the promised land, see that mountain and think, one day it's going to be mine. One day that's going to be my pasture. One day my home will be there. One day my family will live there. We'll have the white picket fence. We'll farm the land. We'll have cattle. We'll have sheep. We'll do whatever we want to do because it'll be our land. We'll put pictures on the wall. We'll paint it any color we like. Not only will I live there with my family, my grandchildren will live there. My grandchildren's children will live there from generations. And all of that was received and achieved because he continued to believe. He continued to be strong. He continued to follow God wholeheartedly. If there's anything we need to do this year, more than anything else, it's to focus on that, just to continue. To continue to be strong. Continue to love God and to love each other. Continue to do good. Continue to wait on the Lord. Continue to walk in the strength of God. I'd love to pray for all of us today in conclusion. I want to pray over all of our lives today as we're just walking our way gently into this year, that we'll know God's provision and protection, God's blessing and favor as we keep going, and as we keep being strong. If you want to say yes today to Jesus and ask God to come into your heart, to establish relationship with you, you want to connect with God, you may not be a regular church goer, you may have gone to church before, you may have had a relationship with Jesus before, but you know you're far from God. And today, if you want to bring your heart home and do what Jesus said, turn back and come back to him and do the things that you used to do when you first found faith in God. If you want to establish that relationship with God afresh today, then I'm going to ask you to join in this prayer that I'm going to pray for you today. And if you're saying yes to Jesus for the first time, or if you're returning your heart to God after being away from God, in the chat column, I'd just like you to make a comment in there that I'm saying yes to Jesus. And one of our team will follow up, make a contact with you. We'll do what we can help you as you make this decision to make peace with God and to allow God to come into your heart today and to forgive you of your sins and to help you continue. I'm also going to pray for people just to continue to be strong in life and faith and relationship today and engagement and building God's church and kingdom in this world. And so why don't we pray together? Heavenly Father, today I pray for people that are online today, maybe for the first time, maybe been dropping in for a few times, and that today need to open up their heart and just say yes to Jesus and ask Jesus to come in and cover their heart and cover their sins and make them right with you. I pray today, come in by the power of your Holy Spirit into people's hearts and lives right now. Forgive them of their sin, heal their brokenness, and get them on a pathway of enjoying life, on a pathway of continuing and following you to become stronger and stronger and stronger. God, come on in right now as my prayer, as people make a choice to return to you after being away for some time, a choice to come home, a choice to say I'm sorry, a choice to repent, a choice to stop and turn around and pursue you with all of their hearts. For those that are doing that right now, God, I pray come and do something significant and powerful in their hearts and lives. May they never be the same again, is my prayer in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for all of us today. I'm praying, Lord, as we continue and know the power of continuing, that we would be strong, that we would walk into the blessing and the goodness and the favor of God. It's not your will that any of us would turn away or turn back or withdraw. It's your will that we would be pursuing, leaning in, and following you with all of our hearts today. So bless the church. Bless our church, but bless the church right across our city is my prayer today. Grow your kingdom and enrich believers with your presence and your power is my prayer today in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, I want to thank you very much for being with us today, and I want you to hang on for a few moments. Our host, Pastor Marichal and Mercy, are going to come and bring some closing thoughts for us today. Have an amazing week, and thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you.